So they saw a person who raises a bad dog in his house. Moneah chesed mitoteso. So he prevents chesed from happening in his house because poor people don't want to come. They're afraid to come to your door. So you're going to scare away potential people that you could help. So you're moneah chesed. Shekein lamas, the Lashon Yavon is called lekelev lamas, merei'u chesed. Lamas, a dog, right, is merei'u chesed. Okay. Rav Nachman says, aporik menenu yirashamayim. Because if you rely on the dog to protect you, you're not relying on the Rabbanu Shalom. Yeah, you put too much trust in the dog. So it takes away yirashamayim also. Now the Gemara explains what a bad dog is. So it's only a bad dog. So what's a bad dog? Hahi itza da'aili lahu besa le meifa. Woman went into somebody's house to bake something, to use their oven. Novach bekalba. And what's it called? She was pregnant, and a dog barked at her. Ishakirvada, and the vlad got displaced, moved. Amarla mori the besa lo titchali the shakili nive, the shakilin tufri. Don't be scared. I took out his teeth, and he has no claws. He's a harmless dog. All right. Amarle shkol shkula kivosech the shad yachizri. Go throw your tovis on the thorns. Right, kvar nod vlad, the kid's already aborted. Right, in other words, when the dog barked at me, I didn't really see if he had teeth or not. He scared the daylights out of me. So from here we learn that a bad dog is not only one that bites, even if it has no teeth and it has no claws, but it can scare somebody. It barks and it can scare somebody. It's also called a bad dog. The Gemara in Bava Kamma says that if you raise a bad dog. In fact, again, the Gemara of Bava Kamma, we'll see what it says there too. It's good to hear these things inside. Till now, we're only talking about bad dogs.
If he's raising it for protection, it's all the same thing?
No, we'll see. Here, this Gemara will answer your question. Lo yigdal adam esakelef. You're not allowed to raise dogs. Elim ken kosher b'shalshelis. And here again, it's talking about a bad dog, even though it doesn't say it, unless it's tied up with a chain. Avam megadol hu beir hasmucha l'sfar. The kosher b'yom atiru b'layla. But in a city that's on the border, where you need these dogs for protection, because it's dangerous. There's goyim around or whatever that could attack you. So you're raising them for protection. So then you tie it up during the day when you don't need the protection, and you let it loose at night when people are basically asleep, and the only people around are the people you want the dog to protect you from. Okay? So, but when there are other people around, you have to tie up the dog. When nobody's around, except for people who shouldn't be around, then you can let the dog loose. Tanya Reb Elezer HaGavlomer HaMegadol Klovim KeMegadol Chazerin. That a person who raises dogs like a person who raises pigs. L'may nafkamina, what does it mean that it's like raising pigs? L'meikam alei ba'or, you get a curse. Just like they curse people, the Chacham cursed people who raise pigs, there's a curse for somebody who raises dogs.
Can I just ask a definition? Raising dogs as opposed to having a pet?
Yeah, raising dogs means keeping it in your house. You don't have to raise it from the time it was a puppy or whatever. It means a person who keeps dogs in his house. Yeah. Om Rav Yosef Bar Minyumi, Om Rav Nachman, Bavel kira smucha l'svardami. In Bavel, since there's goyim all around, people need dogs for protection, so you're allowed to raise a dog as long as you keep it chained up, and if you need it for protection. Okay. And it says that a person raises a dog, and chas v'shalom, it could even make a woman abort, like the case that we had in Shabbos. So you could take the shechina away from Klal Yisrael, because the shechina doesn't come to Klal Yisrael with less than 22,000 people. And if there was 21,999, and this woman was pregnant, and she could have given birth, and then the shechina could have come, and the dog made the woman abort, so raising a dog could keep the shechina away from Klal Yisrael. Okay. And then the Gemara brings down this maisa of the woman who aborted because of the dog. Hold on. Okay, so in any case, so those are the Gemaras. So what we learn from there is only about kelevra, that a bad dog has bad few bad results that can come from it. One is it stops people from coming to your door for tzedakah. It also could cause damage to pregnant women, right, and permanent damage. And if it's a really bad dog, obviously it can hurt people too. But if you have it tied up, right, then it's lechora not a problem. Now it says tying it up also, and a bad dog is not just the one that bites, but one that, what's it called, even barks and makes people afraid because they think it may bite. Right? They think it's ferocious. Sounds ferocious. And therefore, tying it up only going to help if the people know that it can't get to them. But tying it up in a way that that it can still get to people, right, unless it's in a place where people have no business to be. But if it's in a place where people can be, right, then even tying it up is not enough. Therefore, if you're walking around with a dog that barks, it's not enough just to put it on a leash, because lamaisa, it can get to people who are walking where they're allowed to walk. But you'd have to really hold it close to you, right, so it doesn't scare people who may think that it's ferocious, even if it's not. Just the barking itself makes them feel ferocious. So when it says that you tie it up, it means you tie it up in a way that nobody's going to be afraid of it, because they feel it can't get to them. Right? It's impossible for them to be harmed by this, even if it is ferocious. Now, what about a kelev she'eino ra? All these gemaras are just klavim either that bark at people or that, what's it called, that actually bite people. So, kelev she'eino ra. So there is a Yamsho Shlomo, the Marshal, who says that you're allowed to raise dogs that are not bad dogs, that are docile dogs, that don't bark at people, and those you don't have to keep chained up either. And even he says even a Yirei Shamayim can raise dogs. Nothing wrong with raising a dog. There are others, though, that say not like that. They say that what's it called, that it's a derech of goyim to raise dogs. It's a gaivadika kind of thing. Besides that, kelev is a, in Kabbalah, is a symbol of kochos achitzonim, tumah, is symbolized by dogs. So you can understand from this why there are people who hold that raising dogs is not a Jewish thing, especially people from Europe. Especially people who went through the Holocaust. Because the Nazis, their hallmark was every Nazi had his dog, right? Or every dog had his Nazi. The and it was like a sign of, you know, walking around with your, like a Geiverdicker thing. So people with that mindset look at dogs, walking a dog, as a very, very negative thing. If you don't come from that mindset, and you're not raising a dog to be your, you know, status symbol or whatever. You're doing it as a pet because you want to teach your children how to be responsible and to give them something to play with or whatever. Then lechora, there's no reason why you can't raise a dog. Again, it really depends on the minig of the place, what it represents and what the sensitivities of the people who are there. You should realize Europeans, especially Holocaust survivors, look at dogs as with really big distaste because of what they went through. So if you live in a community where that is, either because of the people themselves or their children also got that, and it's a distasteful thing, then you shouldn't have dogs. If you live in a community where that's not the case, and you're not raising the dog as a status symbol, right, or a symbol of power, but you're raising the dog as a pet, right, then lechora there's nothing wrong with it, even though there is an opinion that even raising other pets is not really a positive thing, like raising birds or whatever, but that's more like, again, where you're doing it as gaiva. It's like a luxurious kind of thing to show that you're a rich person who has all these chirping birds around. But if you're doing it as a pet, and for a more practical reason, and it's just something that's nice to have, it's not, again, a status symbol per se, then the that shouldn't be long either. I think Gemara says that Kohanim used to have dogs. Right? They used to feed the Shiloh of Podimus HaKadoshim Lechilim Leklovim. And Rashi says that the Kohanim themselves have dogs.
Regarding the Nitzalei Shoah, I mean, I assume that the Nazis had German shepherds and Dobermans and the like. If someone wants to have a poodle, is it the same thing?
I don't know. I didn't go through that. What?
Besides the difference of a dog, if the big dog means you want it for, like, oh, this is my dog and it's protecting, but a little puppy, you're not going to be like,
okay, maybe it's a piranha dog. The The Mishnah Halacha says a shayla, what if you put up a sign that, what's it called, beware of the dog. Is that good enough? Is that just like putting it on a leash? He says, obviously not, because, you know, the dog doesn't read the sign. The dog can still get to you. And just because it warns people, right, the dog could go out where the sign doesn't exist. Or you walk into the house, right, you walk into somebody's house innocently, and before you see the sign, you hear the dog. So that won't help. He says, even though by other dangers.
What if you have a big blinking light on the roof?
What?
You could have a sign without having a dog on the call, and there's still a Moner Chesed.
What?
If you have the sign without the dog,
right.
Moner Chesed.
Could be. And a Chanam. Could be.
The police in the city I came from advised people as part of securing their homes to put up the beware of dog sign. They never did.
Right here.
The dog is a child.
Well, I did that once. We had an Eruv in Miami. And I had a lechi that people, some kids, I think, were vandalizing. It was every week they took it down. So I got some red paint, and I painted Beware High Voltage. Nobody ever touched it again. So, yeah, I guess you could convince people of anything. The Maisa, he said, but other things, other dangers, it will help. What's other dangers, it'll help to what's it called to put a sign. Poison, beware. Right, that you see the sign, you won't eat the poison. But just seeing a sign that there's a wild dog or a, what's it called is not gonna help. In any case, so there is an opinion that raising dogs, the Yamshe Shlomo is a fairish. You're allowed to raise dogs as a pet, not a bad dog, and even a Yiri Shamayim can have a dog as a pet. Again, some places, it's not like that. It depends, again, what you're raising the dog for, what it represents, and where you are. But here, in Moshav Matityahu, we don't prohibit people from having dogs, because most of the people here come from a society where it was a positive thing to have pets. Okay, and on the other hand, if there are dogs that bark, then the halacha is that people, there are definitely children and women and men that are afraid of them. And you could really cause somebody tremendous harm. So therefore, the halacha is here that dogs have to be tied up at all times, what's it called, and only left to roam in a place where nobody is allowed to be except for the dog and the people who own it.
So walking the dog.
But if you're walking the dog, you have to walk it on a leash and, what's it called, keep it away from people if you know it's going to bark at them. And that if that means holding it close to you, so it doesn't scare kids or whatever, they have to do that. And otherwise, if you don't do it like that, then you have no right to keep the dog here. Aside from the fact that you're doing quite a few isurim. I don't know of anybody here who has a biting dog or whatever, a watchdog, you know, that would really be a problem out's danger. Even though there was a dog here that bit two people. The halacha is once a dog bites somebody, you kill it. That's Allah. And not only do you kill it, but anybody has a right to kill that dog.
It bit someone. One person
or bit two? Not even one person.
Even if it had a right to? Like,
had a right to?
What?
You got a
hand in his mouth? The proper really throwing rocks at the thing, at the dog and whatever. And
no, Mishpama, that's, no, that's the people made the dog bite them. But a dog that's dangerous, that could just bite somebody just like this, right, that's... That dog already, that could kill, I mean, you bite a little child, you could kill the child. That's happened.
I thought we said in the Zeke, if an ox, like horse.
What?
I thought we said in the Zeke, if an ox, like horse, once, then you pay the damage. If it goes twice, then you have to.
Yeah, but that's an ox, that's not a dog. Dog bite, dog is not the same kind of thing.
It's more strict with a dog than an ox.
It's, yeah.
In a place where you have people that are afraid of a dog just because it's a dog, because they're not used to dogs.
They don't care if it barks or not. They just, they're afraid of dogs.
They will avoid it at all costs. They'll go all the
but
way.
But if they know it's on a leash and it can't hurt them, then they'll walk around. Yeah, right. That's, those people are scaring themselves. The dog's not scaring them. So again, if you live in a place like that where most people are like that, then you shouldn't have dogs. But if most people are not like that and people want to have pets, you can't hold people back from having a schus because you are, a scary cat. But if there's a reason, a dog barks at you, that's a reason to be scared. If you're a scaredy cat, then it's
sometimes at night,
yeah,
you can't see its tail. You know, walking on the street, and then all of a sudden, it starts barking, and you can't see it because it's dark.
Yeah, but the fence, it depends on where it's tied up. If it's in the person's yard, then you have no business walking to that person's yard.
No, you're walking in the yard. You're walking on the street.
Yeah.
And it's in his yard, and his yard is next to the street. You know, it's outside his house on a pole tied up. You can't see.
Can't see that it's tied. So it scares the life out of you then,
right.
So
I mean, it happens, you know, you walk, and it's like, rah, 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 and then you know.
Yeah, the mistama, if that is the case, it's in a place where people could be scared by it, then you have to put it somewhere else. Where it's not, because that's the same thing. Right? If the dog can, you know, you let somebody in your house, then you have to take the dog and tie it in another room. Because you have gave that person permission to be in your house, and the dog now could theoretically, sure. That's what happened with the woman with the thing. She went into the house, and that's where the dog scared her. Not outside. The mashma that he had to do something with that dog, right, and not let it run around where those people have permission to come into his house. But if they have no permission to be there, then not your place to be.
What about when your kids go in?
What?
If you live where all the goyim live, and it scares the goyim all the time, and they say, you don't have a dog here because you're causing us...
Yeah, so it says that a dog that's meant for protection, which you're allowed to leave loose at night, right? If you need the protection in the daytime, you're allowed to leave it loose during the daytime, too. Right. Shaila is why exactly that's okay, because basically you're protecting your money, right? And you're endangering other people, right? It could be it's talking only in a case where people, which in a place where people shouldn't be, and if you're there, then you deserve to be hurt. Notice, normal people don't go to in those places.
Like a store.
You can't let it just roam around where people walk normally. You can only let it roam around where it's protecting an area that nobody should be. Pashtus, that's the case. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. They should endanger people because you want to hurt people that could be doing something wrong, but there's people doing something right by being there too. What else? Okay, that's pretty much. Also says you shouldn't walk between two dogs. Just like you're not allowed to walk between two women, and you're not allowed to walk between two dogs either.
Can you walk two dogs?
What? Can you walk two dogs?
One on each side, one on each hand.
Mistama, not. No, you should walk them in front of you.
What?
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference if the dog is a male or female. Well, it has nothing to do with the fact that there's any similarity between them. It's just that it's a woman also shouldn't walk between two men. Not just a man between two women. What? No, that's... With the dog, we'll ask the Shiloh. By women, it says it's only a sakana if the women are talking to each other. They have nothing to do with each other, they're not talking to each other, then it's okay. They're just on the street, right?
That's who Mr. Rockham knocked on your door. He's warned you. I have a dog in the house. You want to come in. If not, say
right.
The guy comes in, the dog comes looking at his face, scares him daylight.
Right.
Yeah, you have to get rid of the dog now because he's considered dangerous.
He licked his face.
You know the way dogs yell friendly and jump up.
If you tell somebody, I have a dog in my house, it could be that's the thing also. As long as the dog is in the house, you have a sign, there's a beware of dog when you enter the house, then a person has the right. Then he sees the sign. Even so, but if sometimes you open the door and the dog goes out, so the sign's not good enough.
So
still have to tie up the dog.
But Michelle sees it at this time with the same dog.
Right. Even if there's no dogs. In that respect, you're going to be Moneya Chesed even if you don't have a dog.
What about an invisible electric dog fence?
An electric dog fence?
They have these things in America where they have collars on everything.
It doesn't work all the time.
I lost you. What? An invisible
electronic fence.
Invisible. It's an invisible fence, and when the dog gets to that point, it gives it an electric shock, and the dog runs back into the fence.
It doesn't work all the time, though.
No.
Again, if it works, then lechara. That's but people don't know that. They don't see. Right? They think the dog's coming right at you. Right. I don't know where you're at. Right. And a mistamen has to be that the person, because like we said, a dog without teeth And without claws is also considered a bad if it barks and people are afraid of it. So it has nothing. It has to do with perception. It has nothing to do with that's perception. If I saw a dog running right at me, I wouldn't try to think, you know, if it's going to electrocute it right before it hits me or something. Wouldn't wait around to see if it works or not. The mistama, that's also not okay.
If you live in a residential area, for example, in America, that during the day there's absolutely no problems, and you have a very vicious poodle that lives in the house, but at night, you keep it in the house.
Right.
Outside the house, and he'll bark at anything at night.
Yeah.
But including mice and other people going around, will steal stuff. So you want to
keep
barking. But
so that's it. That's
anybody,
that.
But anybody walks by the house.
Right.
They're living just on the sidewalk in the street. We'll get the living daylight to get out of them because this vicious poodle barking better. Just want to keep it.
At night, let's go this way. If you have what's it called? If it's tied up and people can see it's tied. The only Ravaran's problem is that at night you may not see that it's tied. What? Or it's in the house?
Yeah,
it's in the house, then nobody's afraid that it's going to get out of the house. You don't know that it's in the house. You don't know that it can't get out. Yeah, anybody knows that if it's in your house, that's okay. As long as you don't let somebody into your house. Once you let them into the house, then you have to tie it up in a way that he can't skin it.
I was in Ukraine. One time there was a young guy came into our backyard, and it said a sign, you see, they were aware of dogs, but somehow the door, yeah, the thing.
Dogs get drunk?
No.
Yeah. He walked into your rishus?
Yeah, and the dog like almost.
No, you don't know me. He had no business being in your rishus.